Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Monday, October 18th, 2021. According to Berlin police, 76 people were arrested and 46 officers injured in connection with the eviction of the Kolpeplatz car camp, and two of the injured forces sustained injuries that prohibited them from completing the day's operation. In total, about 3,500 officers were on duty, receiving support from 8 federal states and the federal police. Friday evening after the eviction, riots broke out in Kreuzberg, resulting in serious damage to property. Criminal investigations have been initiated for serious breach of the peace, resistance to law enforcement officers and assault, attempted dangerous bodily harm, and damage to property. According to RBB, numerous car windows were broken on Reichenberger Straße, Ecklensdamm, and Oranienstraße, and windows of the Orania Hotel were also damaged. On Twitter, the police announced that there had been numerous arrests, and some of them included the use of physical force. The group Demosanis, a free association of paramedics who are on duty at left-wing demonstrations, reported that one paramedic was slightly injured by police officers. And per a police spokeswoman, the protesters, quote, aggressively, unquote, threw fireworks, stones, and bottles at officers. And with numbers between 7 and 8,000, there were many more demonstrators on the street than registered. Designated Mayor Franziska Giffey has condemned the riots after the eviction of the camp, calling the situation, quote, unspeakable and not okay, unquote, that demonstrators used such massive violence against the police. At the same time, Giffey announced with a view to the coalition negotiations of the SPD, the Greens, and the Left that she wanted to increase police personnel, and that this should ensure that the rule of law is enforced, according to her. Interior Senator Andreas Geisel of the SPD announced on Saturday morning, quote, what we experienced yesterday is not a political attitude, but blind destructiveness, and does not solve a single problem. The state will not give way to threats of violence. Unquote. Geisel also said that open spaces are needed in Berlin for unconventional forms of living and alternative projects, adding that though these spaces belong to Berlin, they must not be lawless. Berlin's Green Party leader Bettina Jarasch believes it is feasible to be finished with coalition negotiations by the end of November. The SPD, Greens, and the Left concluded their exploratory talks on Friday and agreed on a results paper. They plan to begin coalition negotiations next week. Jarasch added, quote, the third round of exploratory talks makes me confident that we will manage the negotiations in a very amicable and good atmosphere. The most challenging of all that we still have ahead of us is the question of the financial framework and, accordingly, the prioritizations that we have to make. Unquote. She referred to the 2016 coalition agreement that, quote, had a lot of things in it that we knew we probably wouldn't be able to fund. Unquote. And she stressed that there needs to be more budget clarity and truth from the start because of the 2 billion euro structural deficit in the budget caused by Corona. Jarasch was the top candidate in the House of Representatives election for the Greens, which came in second behind the SPD. After the official final results of the elections to the House of Representatives were published last week, the Interior Committee met for a special session to deal with the, quote, course and organization of the elections and the vote on September 26th, unquote. The committee members were particularly interested in the statements of Interior Senator Geisel because his administration has the legal supervision of the state election. So far, only State Election Director Petra Michaelis has drawn personal consequences from the debacle by offering her resignation. Geisel spoke of considerable damage, which he deeply regrets, adding that confidence in the proper conduct of elections in Berlin had been shaken. According to the report of the State Election Administration, irregularities were found at almost 10% of the 2,245 polling stations. Geisel now wants to reserve the right to appeal to the Constitutional Court. Election Director Michaelis had made a similar statement, and she justified this with irregularities in the Electoral District 6 in Charlottenburg-Wilmersdorf and the Electoral District 1 in Marzahn-Hellersdorf, which may have affected mandate. Geisel also announced that the members of a new expert commission for the development of better organizational structures would be appointed as early as November. The plan is to staff the commission with representatives from district and state election offices, academia, politics, and civil society, and the main task will be how to professionalize. However, some conclusions can already be drawn. In order to avoid long queues, incorrect or missing ballots in the future, uniform standards would have to be established in all Berlin polling stations in the future. These would concern, for example, the number of ballot boxes or the training of election workers. Geisel assured, quote, "We have understood the problem and are not ducking away," unquote. According to him, the task now is to restore the trust of the population that has been lost. The Berlin Showpersons Association is in favor of holding the Christmas market at the Gedächtniskirche with 3G regulations. It announced that they will follow the guidelines of the Senate and are looking forward to the Christmas market season. Per the association, the experience gathered during the currently ongoing autumn carnival at the fairground at Kurt Schumacherdamm and the Berlin Park event in July and August has shown that there is readiness for a safe coexistence. And the same would be possible with an appropriate concept at the planned Christmas market at the church. Meanwhile, the Christmas market in front of Schloss Charlottenburg has been canceled. According to organizers, the reason was the infection control ordinance of the state. Among other things, it does not permit the sale of alcohol on green spaces, and the market area in front of the palace also counts as such. Obstacles were also the masking obligation and the maximum number of 2,000 guests. In addition to the market at the Gedächtniskirche, the markets at the Gendarmenmarkt, the Rotes Rathaus, and the Sitte del Spandau have not yet been canceled. If you like our podcast, you can support us with a donation or simply help others discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.